You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I usually, generally sift through most of them on Thursday, but yesterday I was going through just taking a peek, and more than one person mentioned something as being the rudest thing a person can do, and it involves asking a woman a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
And it's not, how much do you weigh? It's not, how old are you? It's not that kind of stuff. They said that the rudest thing a person can do is ask a pregnant woman when she's due. Now, I'm not trying to be naive or stupid.
Right.
But
no,
I need an explanation of where this is rude.
Dom told me this yesterday, and I think I just gave him a blank stare back. Like, what?
And I'm not saying that you and I are right and these people are wrong. We could be totally, maybe we're just naive. I might need somebody to call us up and explain why that's such a rude thing. And this is different from asking a woman when she's due and she's not pregnant.
Totally different.
That's different.
That's different.
Okay. This is a woman who is with child.
You know she's prego.
And you say, hey, what's your due date? And I'm now told by some people that that's the rudest thing a person can do.
I'm trying to puzzle this out. Like, for me, because if you ask somebody that, I mean, Nicole was asked that a couple times when she was pregnant. The person doing the asking, I think, is couched as in excitement. The question is an excitement thing, you know? We're excited to share with you this experience, and we're excited to meet your little human baby child. How far along are you? When do we get to meet him? That's what I think, right?
Yeah, it's almost like you want to participate in the celebration.
Right.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Unless it's not, and that's why the phones are open if somebody would like to explain and say, yeah, look, I was I was once a pregnant woman, and I hate it when people ask that because blank. Because if it's just these few people who are responding to the poll question and nobody can call and explain it to us, I might continue to ask women this very rude question.
I wonder if it was it women that replied to it? Was it?
I don't know.
You don't know because you couldn't tell?
I can't see demographics.
Because pregnancy brain is a thing. You do get a little more sensitive when you are pregnant. I remember this from when Nick Nag was pregnant. So I wonder when somebody says to you, how far along are you? When are you due? All in you're hearing in your mind is, my God, you're huge. You're the size of a house. You know? Honestly, that's the way you could spin it if somebody's asking you that. So you're like, yeah, I know, I'm big, I'm pregnant.
So we have yet to get one call explaining it. So maybe, oh, wait a minute, here comes one.
Josh is going to grab it, I think.
There's all sorts of interesting things with pregnancy too. The things that you can talk about, things that you...
The touching, if you're allowed to go up and touch the belly or if you have to
ask. I don't
get
that at all.
You don't think it's appropriate at all?
I think it's inappropriate, but the thing is, I don't understand why anyone would want to do that, period. Go up to somebody and just say, I'm going to put my hands on your stomach.
There's something like primal with it, and you hope you get a little kick, you know, because it's really cool.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Personally, I don't do it, but my sister was just pregnant, and Nicole's hands were all over my sister.
Maybe it's a woman-to-woman thing.
Could be.
Here come calls. You want to take one?
Yes.
It's Bree. Hello, Bree. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you guys?
So good. So are we allowed to ask a pregnant woman when she's due?
So I'm thinking it's rude because if she's not that far along and she's already that big, it's kind of more commenting on the weight she's gained than how far along she is and how pregnant she is.
Okay,
so you can't ask early. You can ask later. When she's really showing. Not when you got almost like a little food baby look to you. But like a full-on, you know she's pregnant.
But the whole question of when are you due is a future. It's not commenting on now, really, is it? It's more of a you're looking into the future.
And I just think it's because of how far along she is. Like, the bigger you are, typically, the further along you are. So if you ask her when she's due, and you're like, oh, you're not that far along. And you're like, oh, she's already that big. Like
that, or really, in general, does,
thinking more on the weight.
Does anybody care how far along? Is this just basic social lubricant? Like, hey, how was your weekend?
Right. I'm sure you're right.
Nobody cares.
Not unless you're in the baby polls where you have money bathing on when they're due.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, that's good. So Bree, I'm glad you called us. I hope you have a fun day.
Thanks,
okay?
Bree.
Thank you. You too. Bye, boys.
There is no like guy equivalent to this, is there? That I can think of.
I gotta wait a minute. I can't let my brain shift gears there yet. Let's talk to Michelle first. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Why is it rude?
I don't think it's rude at all, honestly, my opinion. I've been pregnant twice, and I've never cared. As long as you don't touch me, I'm good.
You're in a no-touch club.
See, that's what I was talking to Jeremy about, is I don't get the laying on of hands that strangers come up and do to pregnant women.
What if it's like part of your family members, Michelle? Were they allowed to do that? Anybody in your family?
Ugh, not even that.
That's a good question. It kind of moved from my family. Only have a couple people left, but yeah.
But you had a lot of strangers doing it, huh?
No.
You need a shirt that says "Don't
get in touch." But caring about telling them, no, that I don't understand why that would affect somebody. But I guess everybody has their own opinion.
I'm glad you called us, and thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Need a little shirt that says "Don't touch my belly" on it. Don't touch my belly.
Just say hands off.
Hands off, yeah.
Hands off. Some guy wants to sound off on this. Hello, Joey. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I know I'm not a woman. I've never had a child.
But
I'm the proud father of three. My son was just born in February, and a good friend of mine, he and his wife just had their baby like 2 days ago. And I don't understand either how it's rude to ask someone when they're due, but both my wife and my good friend's wife have both said that when they get close to the end, that it's super rude when people ask if the baby's born yet. So, like, when you're in the last couple weeks, because it's like,
what?
Like I'm preparing for a baby. Like,
who would ask if the baby's born yet when you're obviously standing there?
Baby's born.
Well, people who are ignorant of how the whole process.
You're standing there with no baby. Why would you say, is the baby born yet? Those people are stupid.
Not so much in person, just people like calling and texting relentlessly like, hey, did you have the baby yet? Did you have the baby?
Oh,
I see now. Okay. Those are a bunch of nosy people.
No, not in person. I just mean,
all right.
It's rude when people are constantly checking in.
Because that's phenomenally rude if somebody is still 8 months pregnant and you ask them if they already have the baby.
Where's the baby? I thought you were pregnant.
Man. Joey, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for listening, okay?
Bye, Joey.
You bet. Take care.
We appreciate your comments. Thanks for hanging out with your boys.